Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey, it's Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. What is up, my friends? Hey, it is great to be here with you today. I want to jump in and ask the question, are you ready to be an entrepreneur? Seriously, are you ready to be an entrepreneur? If not, there's a new thing that I just created called Q School. I love what this is all about. I cannot wait. This is the first time I'm sharing it publicly. Here's the thing. This is how it all happened. Basically, students at Cedarville University, where I now work as one of my many things that I get to do. I love it, by the way. They kept coming into my office, and I had many, many students. In fact, a couple Fridays ago, I had 13 students come in for one-on-one sessions on Friday, 30 minutes each. And I am sitting there, I'm thinking, this is not scalable. This is not scalable. There's 5,000 plus students here. They are on fire. They are so amazing. And there's no way that I can meet with them and help them in a detailed, concerted, strategic way, because I may meet with 13 students on one Friday and I might not see them for six to eight weeks, maybe 2 months, maybe next semester. How am I supposed to help these people start, launch, scale their businesses, their inventions, when I'm not able to meet with them often? So after that Friday in particular, and in fact, I'll tell you what, that was one event. And the other event was when I guest taught at an amazing, amazing class. I believe the gentleman's name is Professor Gilbert. He invited me to come speak with his Intro to Broadcasting students. And a lot of these students are in journalism, they're in broadcasting, they're in videography. I walked into that class and he said, I think it was like 90 minutes. He said, this is a 90-minute class. What do you want to do? And I said, I'll tell you what, let's go around and let's ask every student, it's probably 25, what is the one thing they need before they leave today? What is the one question that they have? And literally, we wrote on this dry erase board for 20 minutes of the first 70. Everything that they needed to know. And each person only got one. So now I'm looking at a board with 25 things. And I say, okay, let's roll. We're going to go through these one at a time. And I'm going to answer your question. And these questions were amazing. They were, how do you start a business? What if you want to switch majors? And you now want to go into the area of your passion? What's failures that you've encountered? How did you know it was the right time to leave what you were currently doing? All kinds of questions, lots of questions. Where should I start with marketing? How do I first get my first job? And I'll tell you what, I said, let's go. You get 1 minute each, and or maybe two. I might've given them a 2 minute. I think I did a 2 minute timer. I think it was just to fit the time. I'm not good at math, but I think that was right. And I knew I'd go over with some people, but anyway, I literally answered every single question and something amazing happened. It's like, not to be melodramatic or super spiritual hype or anything, but I'm telling you, there was something special in that room. And I just think God showed up in a big way. And I left that class thinking, oh my gosh, I love this. I love these students. And I'm not going to see a lot of them again for a very long time. I asked the question that day. I said, if I had a job for you and I could mentor you in that job, how many of you would want that? And they all raised their hand. And I said, oh my gosh, I either A, have to have a ton of jobs for these people, or B, I need a context. I need a venue. Thus is Q School. Q School, C-U-E, Cedarville University Entrepreneurship School. I'm going to share my screen so you can see exactly what this thing is. If you're watching, some of you are listening, which is awesome. Thank you. If you are listening only, I don't know. If you're interested in this Q School, it's free. It's a 4-week entrepreneurial workshop on Fridays. I'm live streaming it. I had no idea. Would 5 people sign up? Would 10 people sign up? We are now over 100 people signing up, and it's just growing. So over 100 people have signed up and said, I'm in. They don't have to pay anything. But these are students who go to class every single day, a lot of them. And not that a lot of them go to class. What I mean is a lot of them are students. Some are faculty. We had some faculty sign up. We had some staff sign up. We have online people signed up. And this special four-week Q School, first of all, big shout out to Dr. White, the president, and Dr. Mack, the vice president. They did not need to say yes to this. It's outside the box. I mean, you know, can I teach a 90-minute, four-session entrepreneurial workshop? And here's what Dr. Supley, Dr. Janice Supley, what she allowed, and her whole MarCom, marketing communication team, I guess they never let people live stream. And I understand why. Because they don't want people to, you know, they don't want events to be live streamed unless they have full control. Because this is an institution, and what are you putting out? And is it legit? Is it real? Is it good? Is it on brand? So they are trusting me, and I take this very seriously. They're trusting me and trusting Q School to be amazing. I've actually hired a few students to do the videography and do the comments. This is amazing. This is so cool. So let me read this for a little bit here. What this is, I'm blowing this up here so you can see it. This is, in fact, let's make this bigger here. All right. This is, check it out, clarity, confidence, and competence for your entrepreneurial journey. Who's it for? Anyone interested in entrepreneurship? Cedarville students, faculty, staff, and we're going to live stream this thing. What is it? It's a four-week entrepreneurial workshop. Week one, create your VPS, your value proposition statement, and identify your customer avatar. I started writing this curriculum. It's fantastic. It is so, oh my gosh. I cannot even wait. I don't even know if I'll be able to sleep on Thursday night. By the way, when this podcast episode airs, you might have missed week one. That's okay. That's okay. We have literally recorded, we're going to record the live stream. So you can always come back and be like, hey, I'm in week two and catch up with week one. Session two, write your manifesto and optimize LinkedIn. Write your manifesto and optimize LinkedIn. Every good business has a manifesto. Nike, Magnolia, whatever company you listen to, you watch, you read, it's often on their about page. Sometimes it's formal, sometimes it's informal, but it's their manifesto. It's their call to arms. It's their moonshot. And then we're going to optimize LinkedIn. I'm going to teach you all kinds of cool things about that and how to optimize your socials. Week three. By the way, there's people who pay a ton of money for this. I've charged a ton of money for this in the past through my entrepreneurial workshops, my programs, my Shawshank boot camp, all kinds of things. This is a free for you. Spread the word. I want to launch as many entrepreneurs into the world. We need more ideas that are going to make lives easier and our planet better. We just do. Then we're going to talk about optimizing your business. Should you form an LLC, an S corp, you're going to establish pricing and products and your service and your offer. And then week four, you're going to publish your ebook and become an author. So you're literally going to walk away from these four sessions as a business owner, as an author, with a product, with social, all optimized so that you can increase your influence, impact, and income. How amazing is that? Why would you do this? For clarity. Learn how entrepreneurship creates freedom, finances, and fulfillment. Confidence. You're going to strengthen your mindset and belief that you have what it takes. Some of you don't think you have what it takes. You do. You just need a little bit of navigation and maybe even just steering. And competence. You're going to accomplish practical skills to help you on your journey. How? How do you do this? Well, you scan the QR code if you're watching. If you're not watching, I don't know. Maybe find the episode and scan it. Or just email. support@igningsouls.com, subject line Q School, C-U-E, school, and say, can I have the link? All right? takes a little bit of action on your part, but you're going to love it. Lives are going to be changed. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So thanks for listening. Again, this is a free thing for you. I want to serve. I want you to grow. There's no catch. Now, what do I hope happens from this? Tons of momentum, tons of excitement, growth, belief, new belief created. Do I want some people to go to Cedarville once they see this? Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I go there Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. I am blown away about all that God's doing on that campus. It's literally, I literally go to chapel at times and I'm just in awe. I just think, I was talking to one student yesterday. He's like, what do you think? You know, what are your thoughts about Cedarville? What do you think? I say, listen, man, I applied here 18 years ago. God shut the door. I feel like the athlete who thought he retired and the team calls up and says, hey, we need to go win the Super Bowl. And you know what? We have a spot for you on the team. I'm like, put me in, coach. I literally feel gratitude. I feel gratitude. I feel excitement. I get to take my son there on Friday as a preview. Maybe you don't know this, he had chosen that university before this opportunity even came up last December. He had chosen Cedarville last October. How cool is that? That God was already thinking ahead. He had already planned this thing out. And I'm just sitting there watching the show. That's pretty cool. Here's the point. 18 years ago, I could have been bitter. I, quote, got rejected. You know, I mean, I get it. In life, how many times do we get rejected? And we're like, psh, God doesn't care. God doesn't see. God's just messing with me. I love what one of my friends says. He says, people's rejection is God's protection. This is the right time. So folks, maybe this is the right time for you to jump into Q School. I think so. Hope to see you there. Take care. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.